Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's in South Philly. Remember, if you don't have a place to have your fantasy draft party, Chickie's is the spot.
Yep.
The official home of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
We have a spot to draft.
Yep.
Right here.
Right here. That's where the drafts happen. That's where my second championship starts getting built.
Who are you most excited to see tonight?
Ooh.
I mean, Bam's a big answer.
Bam is a big answer. Will he be in the cheerleader costume?
I got to say.
And his wife.
I only know Bam and Yoshi.
I know.
Yeah, the
so
other guys we haven't seen.
I don't even know the
seen.
Other guys. Yeah, I don't.
RC, Glenn Mills.
I'm excited to get to know
so
RC.
So it's hard for me to remember the personalities of the guys.
You've met Dustin. Dustin Northeast.
Yes. I actually love Dustin. He just takes a lot of shots.
Yeah, well. Got to keep it even. You take a lot of shots, buddy.
As we've discussed many times, very borderline elite at giving it out.
Not great at taking
it. Don't take it.
Speaking
everything's,
of...
everything's personal.
Speaking of which, let's do the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
Five.
I don't want to do
five.
This one.
Yeah, you do.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It's time to address one of the many elephants in the room.
I don't want to do this one.
Uh-oh.
Things Spike defends a little too hard on this show.
I don't want to do this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Number five.
I know. I feel like I know all of them.
Number five is his ability to do 250 push-ups.
Well, I can.
But you won't do them.
No, that is not true. Do you want me to do them right now?
Yeah.
I'll do them right now if you want me to do them.
That's the top five.
Okay.
You got to stay here for all this. You're trying to duck.
I'm not trying to duck.
Always trying to duck.
You know what? I'll do them in the draft.
There you
do
go.
Want me to do them.
Do them so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Well, everyone will be back there counting.
Yep. That's fine.
In fact, one, two.
I do every other day, so I did them yesterday, but I'm fine doing it again today.
Right. Oh, man, that was already a built-in excuse.
No,
yeah.
I'm good.
No one better.
Okay. I'm good.
The fourth thing that Spike defends a little too hard is the idea that he wasn't born on third base.
I hardly even defend that.
Yeah, he just accepts it.
I know what this is building to.
Let it build. Let it build.
Well, I can always
let
hear
the beat build.
I can always hear in Jack's top five.
What song is that?
Lil Wayne.
There you go.
I can always hear in Jack's top five the one or two that he needs to fill out the top five just to get to his point that he really wants to rib me on.
Yep.
Number five is one of those.
Yep.
Number four, wait, what is it? Oh, that I wasn't born on third base.
Yeah.
Well, I was born on third base.
All right.
Yeah, but I eventually got home.
There you go.
You know, not everybody that's on third base gets home.
That's
check your
true.
Phillies.
That's true.
Yeah.
There it is. Not against the wall.
Yeah. No, you are a success story of a born on third base.
Yeah, sure. Not every, you know, a lot of Nepo babies are good at their job.
Yeah.
I'm good at my job, I think.
Like Stephen Jones.
Yes. Ken Griffey Jr. That guy was born on third base.
Whoa, no, he was not.
Well, sure he was.
What do you mean? His dad was a major leaguer.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that's if I was born on third base, so was Ken Griffey.
No, it's not the same.
215.
It's exactly the same.
No.
Yes, it is. I know he's your favorite player.
That's not the same.
Sure it is.
Well, born on third base almost implies that you didn't have to do anything to get to third base. He still had to work to be Ken Griffey Jr.
I still had to work to be Spike Eskin.
Yeah, but him being Ken Griffey Jr., he didn't get opportunities because his dad was in baseball.
Of course he did.
No, he did not. He got him because he was a great player.
I mean, If you don't think he got opportunities when he was younger that other kids wouldn't get to play baseball, I think you're crazy. So did Barry Bonds.
No.
Oh, okay. Different show, but next Tuesday, tune in.
215.
I hope the Radiothon people are ready on Wednesday for a big fight about whether I deserve my career or not.
I didn't say you didn't deserve your career.
I know.
I didn't say that.
Get ready. Been on the broadcast to be at your home or business.
Yep. Let the phone lines light up, too.
Yep.
We'll take calls.
Yep.
Third thing that Spike defends a little too hard is his music takes when people disagree with him.
That's for sure.
You get undressed.
Well, that's not what undressed means.
Like the person with the other opinion gets undressed by you.
Right. Yes. Well, and it's normally you.
Yeah, well, he's getting so tight so quickly. I'm like, all right, just kidding.
Yeah.
Just a joke. Like the light Abbey Road joke from the other day.
Well, you were wrong. You were totally wrong. You didn't know what you didn't know the difference between a medley and a melody. And by the way, a year ago, wasn't one of the first ones that Black Sabbath wasn't that important or whatever? We had one of those, and now you're a Black Sabbath guy.
So I actually do remember that. Yeah.
Yes.
I forget who they're being competed against with, like, who was more influential.
I said that they were the most important band in metal history.
What is that?
Compared to.
What did I say?
Competed against? Yeah.
Dude, I gotta be honest.
Guy wrote a book.
I was saying to Spike earlier, I know I never really exuded brilliance.
Yeah.
I've gotten so much dumber.
Yeah.
after Sutton, it's just mush. It's really just battling through the day.
Okay, number
the
two.
Second thing that Spike defends a little too hard, and this is evidenced by Who Moved My Cheese, is books that he's read.
Oh, my God. I told Jack about one book he would enjoy this week, and that's... I made the mistake off air of telling Jack... Wait, you should have seen his face, by the way. I tell Jack about this book, and he looks...
What was the book called?
If You Don't Like This, I'll Die.
That's wow.
It's a light topic. It's a woman who is a health and fitness influencer on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that book.
And how she got so wrapped up in Instagram. I was telling Jack about it. As soon as I said, I read this book you'd like, his eyes went dead. It was as if I started talking in Latin.
He's like, oh, Lord, here we go. Where are we going with this?
Oh, here's another thing I'm not going to ever read.
Ever.
Yeah. Like,
you barely read the articles.
A
book?
Yeah.
No, the dead eyes are getting bad.
Yep, I should tell you just about a tweet. It's a tweet.
I'm just
check out the tweet.
Put it in the tweet.
Yeah. People trying to explain things to me that I don't care about. Oh my goodness.
I want to type out what I think number one's going to be.
Should I
whisper it to Ike?
I don't know. Do you want to say what you think number one's
going to be? I believe it's going to be Daniel Jones.
No, it's just New York sports figures in general.
Oh yeah, New York in general.
The defense of every single New York sports figure.
It isn't though.
Dable. Lindor.
Yes.
Judge.
Yes.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah. I
you don't defend the Knicks, though.
I don't. I hate the Knicks.
He does not defend the Knicks.
And I hate the Mets. I defend.
You love Lindor, though.
I think he's a great player. And I think he should have won MVP last year.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Judge is better than Ohtani. But it's not because he's New York guy.
But everything with New York,
it's not everything about New York.
Whenever we talk about anything on
all
the show,
things. And
you're
by the way,
like, bang, New York this, New York that.
By the way, I was the only one to have Saquon in my top 11 last year. I was right
because
about
of your
that.
New, because you're New York elitism.
Because I'm not New York elitism. I left because I didn't like it there, for Christ's sake.
I was told you got fired, but.
I did not get fired.
The New York sports figures always get preferential treatment.
Yeah, you do have a little bit of New York defender,
a little elitism. Yeah, the big city, the Mecca, as you called it one time.
I did call it the Mecca.
Yeah,
it is the Mecca.
Yeah,
I didn't like living in the Mecca or working
in
the Mecca.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
And I think there's a very limited number of New York athletes that you're talking about, and I think.
But you always have like such strong opinions about
because
those.
I lived there.
Bader, you loved because he was a Yankee.
Hold on, I eviscerated the Kenny Bader. It's only because I'm familiar with him.
I know.
Oh my God, I hated that.
Stanton's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
I mean,
here we go.
Who would you rather have, Max Kepler or Giancarlo Stanton?
Stanton can't play the field.
Who cares?
I don't even care if he can't play the field.
You want to give a guy that can't play the field the MVP. So who cares if he can't play the field?
Well, Stanton would have to play the field.
He's asking you, plain and simple, who would you want, Stanton or Kepler?
Well, Stanton.
Okay.
Well, Kepler's not a Hall of Famer.
Who would you want, Castellanos or Stanton?
Stanton.
Okay. Who would you want, Brandon Marsh or Stanton?
Stanton.
Okay. Who would you want, Alec Bohm or Stanton?
Stanton.
We're talking about Stanton in the Hall of Fame.
And he's going to hit 500 home runs. He won an MVP.
It's like only two players on his team that you wouldn't want Stanton.
Yeah. I mean, give me a break, man.
Same.
And by the way, that guy gets crushed in New York. Stanton gets crushed in New York.
Does he still get crushed? I feel like
he does.
People start appreciating the
maybe a little bit
postseason
more.
Success with him.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. I don't even want to hear the text line tonight because text line always comes from me anyway.
Yeah.
What do we got on the text line today?
Yeah, rough day for you, Spike.
Yeah.
What did you do to deserve this?
Yeah, and I'm the one that picked the Eagles.
Yeah.
In the Open.
Over
the Phillies.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, there's only three about you today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only three.
Yep.
The worst. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com.
My draft started 6 or 7?
6.
6.
Our draft?
Yeah, our draft.
As soon as possible.
If it came down to it, okay. Who would you rather see start a playoff game right now, Aaron Nola or Taijuan Walker? That's the Twitter question. What do you think
I would vote Nola.
Yeah.
I would imagine people right now would go with Taijuan. There's been a sort of renewed or newfound respect for Taijuan and what he's done this year. So I think most people would choose Taijuan right now. I'll go 65.
Yeah, you're about 55%
55,
on Taijuan.
Okay.
Yep. 215.
Yeah. And Taijuan's been good this year. I'm just more of a Nola guy, but Taijuan has earned the certainty to be in that consideration.
Been a good pitcher and a good teammate, you know?
Yep.
Jeff in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on? What is happening with these calls today? What is happening?
Happening down in D.C.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's true. I can't even defend that.
So, no. I mean, Bruce was the furry. So,
So here's what I would have to say. If you asked me this question and I lived in Philly, I would say definitely the Eagles. Because I live down here and I hate D.C. sports fans, I would say the Phillies because I want to have their little World Series bubble burst because they would hate that. If Bryce won a World Series, they would hate that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Very chesty after
19.
They
are so, like, they still boo Bryce. I don't understand. It's like, you guys won a World Series without him. Let it go. Be like frozen and let it go.
I mean.
Be like frozen and let it go.
Yeah, I hear you. We still booed. We booed a lot of people who left here.
To be fair, I did sit out in the outfield down here and boo Jason Wirth for years.
Right.
So I guess I can see that.
I assume we booed Scott Rolen, right? We booed Rolen.
Yeah.
Of course we booed Scott Rolen. But the fact of the matter is, with all due respect to Chuck from Mount Airy, I'm the biggest Bryce Harper fan there is. So I really want Bryce. I do want Bryce to win a title. I feel like he deserves one. I mean, not for nothing, I have 13, no exaggeration, Bryce Harper jerseys. I love the man. I really
13.
Do. And I think that I really feel like he should – I just feel like he deserves a World Series. That's how I feel.
Yeah. 13 jerseys?
That's a lot of jerseys, brother.
Holy moly,
I have 13 Bryce. I have five. My wife's giving me the evil eye now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have 5 Jalen Hurts jerseys, too, but I have more Bryce Harper jerseys than anybody else.
Can you wear them to work? Like, when do you find time to wear all those?
I don't. I collect them. But I wear them on game day.
Okay.
Yeah, you just wear them on game day. Yeah.
All right. Okay, Jeff. Exactly. Thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate it. Would be nice if Bryce got one. Yeah. It would. They win the World Series. Bryce has a great performance. Then all of a sudden that Mount Rushmore conversation that we that has been shelved.
He had to get on. We be honest with you, who do we put on there?
So Schmidt, Carl. Well, this year I'm trying to remember.
It was Schmidt, Carlton, Rollins, Utley.
So I would have to take off for mine. I had Ryan and J-Roe with Schmidt and Carlton.
Yes.
One or either J-Roll or Ryan would have to come off.
Yeah, it probably goes to one 08 representative.
Yeah. Well, and we're not that far. If we're talking last 50 years, we're not that far from the 80 guys coming off anyway, you know, on their own.
But I feel like those two are so great. They would only be taken off because of the
because
time.
Because of the time. That's right? But they were both, I mean, they're both Hall of Famers.
Mount Rushmores,
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would have to.
I mean,
Bryce would be king of the city if they won the World Series.
Now, J-Roe is my favorite player, but Big Piece is Big Piece. He's the big piece in the middle of that lineup.
It's the big piece for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, who do I? Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Does it matter how Bryce plays like in the World Series?
No.
I don't think so.
Not for me, it wouldn't.
Not unless he's embarrassed.
Unless he's terrible.
I'm just saying, if he hits 200.
That's what Ohtani hit in the World Series.
He had a torn shoulder.
I'm just. Oh my god.
Oh, it was just a light joke. Don't call me a little bee. It was a light joke. I know the top five. I know. Easy.
Oh, but
it's just a light joke. It's a light joke.
All right. Unbelievable.
Donovan Jespat. Not a day to mess with Spock.
The day is fine. It's just been a lot.
You just don't stop, man.
Yes. And he can't. Oh, man, I hope you lose that friggin' race. I hope the camera smokes you.
Yes.
Man, I hope you're sweating. I hope you pull up lame. You get a cramp or something. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm never going to let you forget it. You lose that race or the basketball. You got another thing coming after today.
Well, at least it's football season.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah, had a torn shoulder.
215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's up, Gary?
What's up, Gary?
Gary, I want to give you credit. You've had a really good streak of calls lately.
I thought yesterday wasn't as good, and I forgot a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Can I go
we noticed, too.
Well, just in general, you had fallen off recently, I think. You hadn't been at your best, and I think it just feels like you've dialed in.
you know, and I appreciate the thought you put behind the calls.
So when you're on hold and you think about things you want to say, and then when you call, then you talk about other stuff and you forget. So if you don't mind, I got three things that I forgot this week.
Okay. Wow. Sorry, you got a bit. Okay.
Yeah, I go, Jack, you know, it's like for the race, they're not calling it running. They're calling it a foot race. What is that all about?
Yeah, I don't know why. The promo has, yeah, they're calling it a foot race rather than
just what kind of race would it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they think you guys are popping a NASCAR
racing. Yeah, what are we doing?
A foot race. Running, it sounds though, so old.
It sounds like Justin OG Waits. It's a foot race portion of the Jack and Joe competition.
Yeah, they're going to be running at a 400-meter foot race,
Governor.
Yeah,
it's one of the old-fashioned foot race there.
Yeah.
And then I got one for Ike. Ike, the procedure you had last week. Why didn't you just do the box? I know the box is kind of creepy, but
wait, say again.
The procedure. The procedure, why didn't you just do the box?
The box?
I don't know what that is.
He's talking about I had the colonoscopy.
Right.
And there's a way for me to do it without going into the hospital?
Yeah, they send a box to your house. You follow the instructions, and then it goes back.
I don't want to do that at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I trust myself to do that.
Yeah. And the drugs are good.
Follow the instructions.
Gary, the drugs are so good.
Mike's right. That little 10 seconds, they put that in you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Cut that audio.
And my last one's for you, Spike. Did you notice what Herb was doing on the end of that call when he made the weird noise?
No. What was he doing?
So you said, I got to get home, Herb. We got to get off this call. And he's like, I bet you got to get home.
That's what it was about.
Another wife, Joe.
Another wife.
It's a picture.
Dude, I think Herb is. He's smitten. He's in the vow.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
I'm not comfortable with Herb being my wife.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your wife, Spike. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Gary.
Oh, my God.
That's what he was.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. What a creep.
What is wrong with him?
A lot.
Yes. Dude, it's like he's acting like he's looking at naked pictures of my wife. He's looking at me and my wife standing in front of our house. What?
I'm just saying he's probably imagining.
Oh, no.
He went down that road.
Wow.
He did.
Oh, my. Between Bruce and then this.
Yeah. Herb stuff is.
Now we're going to have to reprimand Herb.
Yep.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah, now we got to stop. Like, enough is enough.
Yeah. I don't like that one at all.
We don't play like that around here, Herb.
No. Not at all.
I bet you are.
His laugh's gotten creepier.
I didn't even hear that.
I didn't even put two and two together. That's why I remember the laugh, but I don't. I didn't know why.
Yeah, the laugh's getting creepier too.
Oh my God, what a creep! All right, coming up next, Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons, soap opera continues. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. Your last chance to get in on Would You Rather Friday. You have one pick. The Phillies can win the World Series, or the Eagles can win another Super Bowl this year. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Speaking of the Eagles, you watch every Eagles game at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold.
Don't laugh back there.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. We like Spike and Fritz. Crowd of Chickies and Pete's this evening before the Phils.
I expected more participation.
Saw some people, like, you know, if we're singing the Creed song, well, there's some people that are confused.
Always.
Some people laughing.
Yep.
But I also see some people singing quietly. You can belt it out.
Belt it.
You know, we are trying to give you permission that even if you don't sing well, as we do not.
Yes. Not even close.
Don't even full
sing
of
it from the heart. That's burn what the, we're all here
burn
for.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats. So, it seems as if both Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones in this negotiation are using the burn the boats method in that Micah Parsons has basically said he wants to get traded. Jerry Jones is not going to trade him. Micah Parsons deleted all of the Dallas Cowboys stuff from his social media. And then Jerry Jones went on Michael Irvin's podcast to explicitly talk about the negotiations between Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons and his agent.
I have agreed.
Okay. Here is what Jerry Jones had to say.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now, I am the cat that writes the check. Okay? Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check, okay? Mike has got to do the play. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent, okay? He works for Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. No, there's...
He said
he's more there.
The least important part. So it seems like the agent or Jerry feels like the agent is keeping this thing from moving forward.
Well, yeah, he specifically said it. In another part of the podcast, he specifically said, we have an agreement. I sent it over to the agent. The agent essentially told us to shove it. And Jerry's point is the agent is making this about the agent and not about Micah. Mm. It's weird because on one end, it is the agent's job to protect Micah Parsons from entering into an agreement that isn't the best that he can get. That's right. The agent's job, to get him the most.
Right.
On the other end, if you were to believe what Jerry Jones has said, that Micah Parsons sat in Jerry Jones' office and agreed to all of these things,
it does get tough. You know, like, I don't want to take Jerry Jones' side ever. But if what he's saying is true, I've agreed to give him the most guaranteed money ever in the history of defensive players in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons agreed to the term. He agreed to the money.
Now, this is one side of the story.
It is one side of the story. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
But it would be something to lie about that. You're to lie about saying, I'm offering you the most guaranteed money.
Well, he's trying to win public perception,
yeah,
because
for sure.
Jerry is getting killed at first,
yep,
for not signing his player, and he's trying to change the tide here,
yep,
and say, blame it on the player. The player is being greedy.
Right. But the player agreed to this and now has not agreed to it or something like that. I think what he's trying to do is make the agent look bad and maybe kind of save Parsons a little bit. I mean, this is mostly on the agent. If you listen to more of it, it seems like he doesn't like the agent at all. I guess just like on one end, if you're Jerry Jones and the guy's got an agent, you can't sit him in your office and negotiate.
Yeah, you're trying to do a deal behind the guy's representative's back.
Right. On the other end, Micah Parsons is a grown man and can say, I don't want to have this conversation with you. You know, like, this is for my agent.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what happened, you know?
It seems like to me Jerry tried to get a deal done without the agent.
Yep.
That's what it seems like to me. And they put the terms out there for Micah. Micah smartly took it back to his agent.
Right.
Micah's a 25-year-old linebacker. He's not reading contracts. He's not reading fine print.
Yep.
He's not reading all those things. So he's paying somebody to do that.
Sure.
And maybe there are some terms or something in there that is funny money. Right? Like, Jerry may be saying this, but maybe you don't get the guaranteed until after this season, or you got to be on the roster at this point.
Yep.
So I don't know. All I know is that Jerry has a history of doing this and thinking that it's his way or the highway. He did it with Dak. He made Dak play on a franchise tag. Dak broke his ankle, and Dak said, you know what? You're going to give me every penny and more if you want me here as a quarterback, because you made me go out there and play on the franchise tag.
Right.
And he broke his ankle.
And he did get that money, by the way.
Jerry didn't have a choice but to give it to him.
Yep.
He had to. Now, Micah is a little more expendable than a quarterback.
Sure.
Than a quarterback. This is silly. And at some point, Jerry Jones is going to have to unhand that money. Like, what are you doing? You can crash the season. And now you're paying Dak $60 million for no reason. You're paying CeeDee Lamb $35 million for no reason, because your defense sucks and you're still going home in the first round. So the players on the roster are on Micah's side. Like, CeeDee has already come out and said, pay the man. So all you're doing is making the other players upset at you. They're going to band together. Jerry, I don't know what you waited this long to pay this dude. And it's cost you more now because all these other defensive players.
Yeah, already got signed.
Has gotten paid, and Micah's 25 years old. He's younger than all those guys who just got paid. I don't know what Jerry's planning to do. I'll say this, though. Keep it up, Jerry. Go right on ahead. It's great for us.
It certainly doesn't help the Cowboys.
Yeah, it doesn't help you as an organization. It doesn't help you.
Now, if you're Micah Parsons, the thing that sucks from a negotiation standpoint is all you have on your side is, well, I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
But then you miss out on $1 million a game.
Which is not smart.
Right. And then he's got the ability to franchise tag you for 2 more years.
Yep.
So if he, like, it behooves both of them to fit. The whole thing is stupid. It's stupid on Jerry Jones's end. Just, like, sit together, get it done. And I still, if you made me bet, there will be a new contract the day before the season starts.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
Jerry has basically run training camp, meaning from a headline standpoint.
Yep.
Now, you can't even watch morning shows without seeing this nonsense on here that hasn't changed in months.
Right.
Yet and still, every day they're doing the whole Jerry Jones. And now Jerry, since he came out and said this is why he does it, it keeps his team in the headlines. Now he's just going on podcasts saying things so that he continue to be in the headlines. Sit down with Stephen A. Smith. Dude, sit down with your player and his agent and his representatives and get a deal done. All this going on people's podcasts and YouTube shows and all this other stuff, for what?
It's wild that an owner does that.
What?
Yeah.
Like, Michael Parsons is 25 years old. I guarantee you there are plenty of people. I think I saw something with Green Bay. Maybe that was fake. But they offer like 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, that
third
wasn't
round
real.
And a fifth. That wasn't real?
I don't think that was real, was it?
I think that was real. The story of him wanting
Denver.
To play for the Broncos was
that
not real.
Was
and
fake.
The
okay.
Broncos preseason TV crew brought it on air as if it was real. Yes.
Whoops.
So that was bad.
Well, somebody then, definitely will be willing to take him.
Well, sure. Jerry said today it would take a Herschel Walker like.
Maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Offer for him.
I think he's trying to get a bunch of.
I think if I'm trying to put myself in Jerry's mind, if Jerry trades him, Jerry lost the battle. I think Jerry is trying to
play. Because Micah still gets what he wants because somebody's going to pay him, whoever trades
him. Somebody's going to pay him, he's going to get a trade.
Yeah.
Like, to me, this is mostly about, which is funny because Jerry ends up losing the negotiations anyway. To me, this is about pride and ego now. It's like, I'm going to make you agree to what you are, like, to this. Or that's what it's about.
And he's saying stuff like, I own the player and all this stuff. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Now that mentality is coming out because you're getting frustrated.
Right.
Basically saying, I own your rights. You'll do what I tell you. Or you know, like that. And you think, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like, all that's going to do is make every other player in that locker room look at you differently.
Yep.
Exactly.
215-592-9494.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, I love it. Now,
how about them Cowboys?
You're not going to have to negotiate like that at National Appliance Warehouse.
No, you're not, Spike. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's different.
It is different. You're going to get the best price.
You get what you want over there?
Yeah.
And you're not going to pay the highest price like Jerry. You're going to pay the lowest price.
Exactly right. You want to know why?
Price Assure.
This is guaranteed by Price Assure. Yeah. Also, helps that you're in tax-free Delaware. And they always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. And, you know, some would say that player is in the high end, much like Sub-Zero.
Oh, Wolf and Cove.
Yeah.
Like, where's he going?
Yeah.
That's called knowing your appliances.
Yeah, that's
which
it.
Which they know.
Well, but they've got over 100.
Yeah.
So you can either be high end or economy. They've got everything.
Yeah, whatever you need appliance-wise. I know contractors, you're out there. You're looking for the right appliances for your clients. National Appliance Warehouse has it all. Again, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. But on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Unlike what's happening down in Dallas, you're going to have an A-plus experience. They take care of you, unlike what's happening in Dallas. So listen, you walk in there, they treat you like family. They're always having a good time. They're excited to see you. It's truly a difference-making atmosphere. Plus installation and delivery, they take care of all of that. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom Fritz.
Yeah. I love when you get into that right at the end. It's always, and as always.
I do it in Justin's
voice. Justin, yeah. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Governor here.
Hey, Governor.
Hello, Vice President. I'd rather sumo wrestle a polar bear in an upright Frigidaire than...
with two Peters?
Leave Justin alone, Nick.
I'll back up. Let me get the sports topic down. What's up, Scott? Before I get to my sports point, Fritzy, man. I love you like I don't have a brother, but I love you like a radio host. But
a beautiful sentiment.
You can't be taking shots at Spike in his 150 push-ups when you can't beat a cripple in golf.
He's not a cripple. That is such a good point.
Whoa.
That this guy is ripping my athletic ability, and he's losing to DeCamera in a athletic showdown.
Again,
what a good point.
And the truth is, I know you can run, Fritz. That's your strength. Clearly,
that's absolutely not true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and you can't boast that you blew by him in baseball when you were a double A, whatever you claim to
double
be.
Double A pitcher, I was.
Double A little league guy.
Division three pitcher.
Division two.
All right. That's what I'm saying. You can't take that. You can't take that win. That's an automatic win. That's like the bully that beats up the little guy. Like, you can't take that win.
He's got to win the race.
Don't get beat Tuesday because he's got a coach. This is what upsets me.
Yeah, but like
he's got a coach.
And what is the coach going to teach him how to run
that's
faster?
True.
I guess he's
teaching him form.
He can fix him from crotch out, I guess.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so
he runs crotch first.
Oh,
yeah.
It's crotch out.
Let me get to the topic. Let me get to the topic at hand. Ike, you know I love you. us what football happened? Guys, we got to stick together. And, but on this one, on the Phillies championship versus Eagles championship,
yeah,
give me the three-peat, man. Come on, Birds. Give it to me, Hurricane.
We got to do a repeat first.
Yeah. Well, it's easy. It's easy if you guarantee the second one, I guess.
Listen. I need back-to-back. I really do. I love the Phillies. I've seen them win, too. But I need my Eagles to dominate and let everybody know it was Montana, then it was Brady, and then it was Patty Curly Hair Mahomes, and now
Aikman.
It's the Birds.
And then it's Jalen Hurts.
Jalen would be just like Aikman. You know, a lot of talent around him. Uh-huh. Handed the ball off a lot and won a lot of trophies.
Had a cannon for an arm, though. Aikman.
He was. I don't want to start any arguments at 5:45 on a
yeah,
five.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I definitely need the Eagles.
Can I tell you this? Yeah, and yeah. I know this is Jack's biggest fear. If the Eagles win two straight Super Bowls, the chesty. How chesty Eagles fans are going to get is going to be unmatched.
Yeah. I'll have nothing to say.
Especially if the Phillies start doing the Ryan Howard, you know, swinging everything low and away. If they start doing that in the playoffs in the crunch time.
I know.
Like this team, I almost never disagree. I never agree with Elliot. But when, you know, when the Blue Chews get tight, man, they tighten up. Those little bats, man, they turn into like toothpicks. They literally start sawing away.
You know what the thing is, Nick? Thank you for the call. I would love to say that it's a pressure thing for the Phillies, but it's not. Because that happens to them for 2 week periods in the middle of July. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more, to me, it is less, it's less a pressure thing. And it's more that when they are not succeeding, when they have a game or two when it's not working, I don't think they press. It's almost like they stop pressing. It's almost like they, instead of concentrating and grinding and those sorts of things.
They start doing their own thing.
They start doing their own thing. They all try to hit home runs or whatever. But I don't think it's about being in the playoffs. I really don't, because I see it in the regular season plenty too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Micah was just walking into the Falcons game tonight, because Cowboys-Falcons.
Yep.
And a fan yelled at him. He said, come to the Falcons. And Micah said, make a call. Could you imagine this here?
I could see Atlanta doing it.
Yes, I could see Atlanta doing it.
They don't have any real defensive player. Like,
well, the weird thing with Atlanta is, and I wonder how the contract is structured, in that they could give themselves so much more, but maybe they can't because of the contract. It's like the Cousins money. They're spending money on Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Kirk Cousins was still there.
Yeah, when
so did Kirk Cousins.
When they've committed to Penix, they're paying Cousins $30 million.
It actually kills the rookie deal value. Like the value of having a quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yeah. Now, I think what they're thinking is, we have the best backup in the NFL, and we want to be good this year.
True.
And if Penix doesn't work out, our backup plan is a good backup plan.
Right.
I get it. I just, like, you think about how they could invest that money otherwise. It might make a trade. Because, by the way, it's not just they've got offensive weapons on that.
Yeah, they got offensive weapons. I just don't think – that's why defensively I'm like, he would be a –
incredible.
Yeah, great addition for their defense.
You guys looking at any Falcons in the draft tonight?
Falcons?
Oh, in our fantasy.
I know where I just want to see where your guys' heads are at.
I had one last year.
Yeah, Bijan.
I had Drake London last
year. Drake London's a good pick.
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts, no. I'm out.
I'm not a big Drake London guy after having him last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't pop off the screen
no.
at you.
He feels like he's like one of the current Packer receivers. Like, they're like, good.
He's like Michael Pittman.
Yes, a little bit.
The Colts?
Yeah.
See, I was going to say just a souped-up J-Jaw.
Wow.
Oh, no, you got to give him better than that.
He's better than J-Jaw.
Yeah, you got to give him better than that.
You know, if you want to be souped up in the bedroom.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, soup up with Blue Chew.
Yeah.
You know, I've been giving them new phrases they can use all the time.
Yeah, like we've done a lot of back-to-back talk today.
Yep. Would help you.
Land the plane.
We care about your performance in the bedroom with your loved one
more than any show in the country.
Perhaps too much.
Yeah,
you know
exactly right.
But we're here to make sure you're a high level performer, a professional performer, as good as you can possibly be. And you're not as good as you used to be. It's okay. None of us are.
Everyone knows it.
Blue Chew can get you there. And we're so desperate. Desperate is the wrong word here. But
exactly.
we are so desperate to have you fix it. We are offering Blue Chew's chewables the first month for free.
Free?
For free by using code 94 at checkout when you go to bluechew.com. The good part is that everything is housed right there at bluechew.com. That's right. You can, instead of going to a doctor's office and waiting for a doctor's appointment and having an awkward conversation with a doctor, you just go to bluechew.com. Mm-hmm. They have medical professionals waiting there to give you your perfect mix of those same active ingredients that are in Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. They also don't want you wasting your time going to the pharmacy. Absolutely not. No. We're good. They don't want you wasting your time going to your pharmacy. They ship it to you in a discreet,
hard
package.
I like that.
It's like the...
I like that new thing.
Neat! Well, he does.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. None of that. And your love life's going to be better. Go to bluechew.com. Your first month is free. Just use code 94 at checkout. And you got to pay for the shipping. It's like $5, whatever. And then you can...
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Boy, all right, here we go. Last few minutes of the show. Big sports night in Philadelphia. The final preseason game for the Eagles, which you can hear
right here
on 94WIP and the free Odyssey app. And if you're looking for the Phils, they will be on 1210 WPHD,
bam,
so you can listen there.
Okay.
As the Burn the Boats movement continues tonight.
Rolls on.
To me, I said when we started Burn the Boats, well, when Jack started it and I hopped on, I want him to get the documentary here.
Yeah.
I said it was the next 9 games. And they're 3-0 so far. It was 3 against the Mariners, 3 against the Nationals, and then 3 against the New York Mets. There are 7 games ahead of the Mets right now. They have an opportunity in the next 6 games to really put the division away. I know we didn't want to say it was over yet, but as long as you don't lose a game in the next 3 on the division, you go into Citi Field, and you have an opportunity to really put the division away.
And all of a sudden, the Mets are playing the Braves are playing better baseball. All of a sudden.
Like they're
down in Atlanta this weekend.
Yep.
So, like, you're playing the Nationals at home. I know the Nationals took two of three from the Mets, but, like, no excuse.
No. From the Phils.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Sweep this weekend.
Sweep.
Go up, like, 9 games. Nine games heading into the Mets series next
week. Oh, I can just feel it. By the way, if we're up 9, Ike.
Yeah.
Tell me if this isn't Jack Fritz on Monday.
I like how this is all turning right around towards
start,
me.
The start of the Mets series. Let's say... Phils take 2 or 3. Let's say Phils sweep this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say Braves take 2 or 3. Let's say Phils go into the series with the Mets up 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is going to tell us as long as we get 1 out of 3, we're fine because the division lead will only go
no
down.
No doubt. We'll only lose 1 game.
Yeah. 1 out of 3 is fine.
Yeah. He's going to coast this thing all the way home.
Yeah. Always lower the expectations.
Mm-hmm. So we have.
Chicago's gotten closer to Milwaukee.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I mean, we're 5.5 games behind Milwaukee. We're 7 games up on the Mets. And then that series against Milwaukee at the beginning of September with the Phillies, they could put themselves in situation to have the number one seed, which they gave away last year, I believe, by celebrating. So when they lock up, do you think when they lock up the division this year that we're going to see a celebration night at Stateside Live?
We're closer to Milwaukee than Chicago is. I just had to look at the stats.
Oh, really? What is it? 8 games?
7.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that would be. I think it'd be more subdued.
Oh, what? I missed the text line.
I know.
Oh.
Well, we got to do it.
That's on me. All right. Text line is, we don't have the time, really.
Yeah.
We can get maybe one text. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Buzz, we're doing it until the show ends.
Text line.
Shout out to Ike Reese, who took 10 minutes to decide who he wanted to win a championship and then casually called it a knee-jerk reaction. Alex in Lancaster.
He did do that. Buzz, hit it next.
Maybe if we had better special teams play during the early 2000s, we would have won a championship.
Wow.
Spike, still forgetting Ike was on the team.
What's next?
Bruce? Hugh to Bruce in D.C. at the furry convention this weekend.
One more. What's next?
Hold on now. I'm not a full-blown furry, Don't get it twisted. I've just bought a costume, been to several events, and laugh maniacally whenever I talk about it. Bruce in D.C.
Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.